Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Council Member Matt Westmoreland from District 2 at Large and Council Member Carla Smith from District 1 in Atlanta. And they're here to talk about the food forest. Council Member Matt Westmoreland and Council Member Carla Smith, welcome to The Local Take.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Kiplin. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm glad that you all are here, and we're here to talk about this food forest. So my first question is, where did this vision of a food forest come from? How did this concept even start?
Well, the concept started several years ago when we applied for a grant. The U.S. Forestry Service had a grant, and I don't know if it was for an urban food forest, but it was for a food forest. And so we applied because we had some land in the Lakewood Browns Mill neighborhood.
So now this is a food forest, but who will actually manage it? Because while I know, you know, fruit trees can grow wild, this will be a manicured, managed space. And who will actually manage the forest?
Well, right now, that's what's going on is the food forest has been there for a minute now. But the Parks Department with the City of Atlanta is taking the space. It's public space, so we had to put it somewhere, so we put it in the Parks Department. Now, back to your question about who's managing it, believe it or not, we've got neighbors that are taking care of it. We've got a friend of the food forest who is our chairperson for that is Soisette Lumpkin. She lives a stone's throw. She lives like the next door neighborhood over. We've got neighbors out there that have been volunteering, and they're working out there. We've got Celeste, who is our herb queen, but now she's got a part-time job out there, working out there. So she's, and I laugh when it's a part-time job, she's out there all the time. And then we've got Trees Atlanta is out there helping us.
So that's a very nice coalition of organizations and individuals that are going to be helping with the forest.
Well, thank you.
Now, will residents be able to visit the food forest at any time? Are there going to be hours? Will there be limits on what residents can pick and take with them?
Okay. First, we'll go back to all parks are open the same hours, which is 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. So the food forest is now a park with the City of Atlanta. So anyone can go out there. So, like, if you're going out there and, like, I went and got some parsley day before yesterday. And I didn't take all the parsley. I took enough parsley for what I needed. I also grabbed a couple of ears of corn and some green beans. And I just took a little bit, enough for me and my husband for dinner that night. So we're asking you to, of course, talk to people that are already out there. But if you do happen to be out there by yourself, try not to pick anything unless it's ripe and it's ready to go. And just take enough for what you're going to use. Don't think, oh, I'm going to pick every blueberry out here. There's a hint. The blueberry bushes are coming in right now. Only take the ones that have turned dark blue, like what you're used to buying in the grocery store. Don't take the ones off of the bushes that are not ripe yet.
So the food forest is not a real solution to the food deserts that exist in our community. It feels as if this is something to supplement your normal grocery shopping or your normal foods that you will have in your home.
Absolutely. Yes. It is in a food desert, which was one of the ways that we got the grant, but it is not, it's not a grocery store. But it does provide produce. It provides, there's pecan trees, there's walnut trees out there. So there's nuts, fruits, vegetables, herbs. We've got a mushroom guru that's growing mushrooms right now. We've also got honey out there, because I don't know if you know, I've learned through the master planning process with this, which took us about a year. We worked with the community to do a master planning process. But one of the things is almost every bite of fruit that you put in your mouth had to have a flower. And in order for the flower to produce fruit, a bee had to pollinate. So we've got two beehives out there, and it's Beelanta, which is a nonprofit, which has come out and are doing our beehives. So I actually got to taste some honey the other day.
So now I think a lot of our listeners may not realize that this forest is actually open and they can visit right now.
That's right. Yep. No, it's open and ready to go. And I think a cool piece of this conversation is that we've taken an abandoned piece of land, 7 acres, and through Carla's leadership, we've turned it into the first food forest in Georgia, and it's the largest one in the United States. And I think that's a really special issue for Atlanta to be leading on.
Now, who has decided what was going to be planted? You're talking about the blueberry bushes, and even though we are the peach state, I do know Georgia produces more blueberries than almost any other state. You're talking about the pecan trees and the walnuts. What was the decision made to plant what? How did you decide to have this, you know, mushrooms be grown and herbs be grown? Who made those decisions? And can people make suggestions now?
I'm so impressed that you know about us with the blueberries. I'm so impressed that you know that. Matt, I'll tell you, did you know that Georgia and Florida now produce more blueberries than anyone in the world? Yes. So be sure you buy your blueberries locally or run out to the food forest. Kiplin, back to your question. After we got the original grant, which part of the grant included doing a master plan, we worked on a master plan. And if you go to aglanta.org, it's aglanta.org. Aglanta is an agriculture, Atlanta, get it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see our master plan on there. And we worked, oh my goodness, about a year with the community to come up with this master plan. And it shows where we're planting. There's also a way that you plant so that you're planting some plants that are annuals after some other plants. I didn't get that much into it, but there are people out there that know what they're doing. And there's nitrogen that it puts in the soil, and it helps more growth with your next harvest. But then there's a lot of it, hence this being called a food forest, which are plants that come back every year without you having to do anything, such as the nut trees. And I learned, did you know broccoli will come back on its own?
Yeah.
I mean, now you can plant it again so that you'll get a bigger bounty, but broccoli is one of those plants that does come back on its own.
There are a lot of perennials and annuals are what gardeners call them, and the perennials come back every year. I have planted some mint about 5 years ago, but every summer my mint comes back and I can enjoy it with drinks or with cooking. And that is a gardener's, you know, kind of rule. The annuals you have to plant every year, but the perennials, they'll come back over and over again. And with most vegetables, broccoli, lettuce, you can root them in water in all actuality.
Isn't that fun and interesting?
I think so.
And we've got neighborhood volunteers that are like doing this, and they're really into it as much as Kiplin. I'm so impressed that you know all this.
I garden. We're, you know, in the South, you can grow for longer periods of time. So to me, it makes so much sense for us, you know, to have the largest food forest in the United States, because we're in a temperate, growing climate where you can grow so many things for longer periods of time. But that brings me to the next question. There are lots of gardeners out there who might want to help and to participate. How can citizens in Metro Atlanta, you know, get involved? If you've got a green thumb and, you know, you're interested in broccoli or cabbage or corn and you want to come out with, you know, some people have heirloom seeds of tomatoes and all kinds of different things. How can citizens get more involved?
Okay. I gave you the website of Atlanta, AGLANTA.org. We've also got a Facebook page that folks can go on. It's the Urban Food Forest at Brown's Mill, all one word. So it's Facebook, Urban Food Forest at Brown's Mill. And that will tell you what's going on. We also just, I got to brag on my people. We've got a community liaison, Celeste, that I was telling you about. She now works part-time. She was hired as a food forest ranger, and she's always hanging out in her herb area. You can find her. We've got another neighborhood resident that's out there all the time. His name is Doug. We've got Rosemary that is out there. Like I was saying earlier, we've got the Friend of the Food Forest group, which is headed by Soy Set. And we've got Ashley, our junior food forest ranger. And so we've got people that are out there all the time. It's just a really fun place. I would say go whenever you can, but also every second Saturday, they have different events out there. We have volunteer days every second Saturday. Now, something, if people wanted to do this on Wednesdays, because right now we're not having much rain, so right now where we really need some help, and this was where you would go and meet like-minded people, and you could meet people like Celeste and Doug and Rosemary, because they're going to be out there. Every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock from 10 to noon, they're watering. So you could carry a bucket of water and go water either a tree or a blueberry bush or, you know, some of the garden, because we have some above the ground gardening also. And so if you could go out there and water, we would really love to have the help.
Well, I want to thank you, Representative Councilmember Carla Smith and Councilmember Matt Westmoreland, for your work and effort to bring this food forest to our community. And I'm going to give that Facebook page one more time, Urban Food Forest at Brown's Mill. And I'm going to try to come out. I hope everyone goes out to visit our food forest. Thank you all so much for your work and effort to make this happen.
Thanks so much for your interest. Making sure that Atlanta residents are within a half a mile of fresh food is one of our core visions here at the city, and this is a piece in helping move us forward.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.